Because if you get in the habit of moving expansively, there's no limit to how expansive you can become. If you're in the habit of contracting, Swami writes, there's no limit to how contracted you can become. Except, as he said, you can never actually extinguish your consciousness, because that's impossible. But you can become suicidal and go to hell for a while. You know, eventually come out. Karma's just karma, eventually come out. Because it's too boring. You just can't stand it. You have to come out of it. But we're trying, you know, money is about expanding your consciousness. So if you want to expand what you have in your life, start expanding. I've observed that whatever is the big issue, certainly in my own life, is also the little issue, right? Whatever is happening in a big pattern, usually the seeds of it are in my little responses to life. And the big one is too big for me to deal with, but I can start unraveling it around the edges. Swami described it as like, he said, you should nibble away at delusion around the edges, right? Just the little parts that you can actually touch. If you have a tendency, I have a tendency to get kind of hyper about things. So I find myself, you know, just doing the dishes or trying to leave to come somewhere when I have an appointment, and I feel myself winding up. You know, I'm just making a piece of toast. And really, it's going to take as long as it's going to take. But the habit of becoming a little overwrought is right there. So I can't necessarily deal with it when, you know, some gigantic thing is happening, but I can start breaking the habit when it's just a piece of toast, right? So whatever you feel is your big picture, don't worry about the big picture. Just start reversing it in the little ways. And it's always about, again, if you think about it, it's always about being a little more expansive, including something else in your reality. Some other person, some other principle, somebody else's interests, some other possibility, creativity, expansion. Just keep moving like that, and then you get into the flow. And you don't have to think about it. One last thought, and then I'll leave it. I love this. He said, once you really recognize that you're working in a greater intelligence, it's often better not to plan too carefully how you're going to get where you're trying to go. That's quite contrary to a lot of advice that's given out nowadays. But he doesn't explain it in great detail, but you have great clarity about where you go. Because you have clarity about the energy and the consciousness. You have clarity about the energy and the consciousness, and you don't have to worry so much about the details. If you bring it all the way down to the material form, you can't be as creative. Because matter becomes fixed. Energy and consciousness is very fluid, and as he puts it, you can very much adapt. You know, success in business and with money is all about adaptability. The person who can just sense that things are about to change. It's time to go into a new direction. And that works if you are completely committed in your direction, you're completely committed as to who you are and what you're trying to do, but you don't worry so much about the details because the details manifest out of that energy. If you try to fix the details first, now that doesn't mean people are different. I know my husband David has handled money for so many incarnations that when he was first turning some of the financial responsibilities of this place over to other people a few years ago, he used to just come in at night and sort of touch the checkbooks. And the woman handling would sort of see that he pilfered in her desk and she didn't like it all that much. And he finally just said, look, he said, I just kind of have to come in and hold the checkbooks, you know, just kind of spin them and just... Because he just had to get close enough to him to be able to feel what the energy was. He ran the publications business at Ananda Village for a while, and then the woman who took it over after him, he tried to train her, and she finally had to go to someone else to be trained because she didn't have the intuition he built up. You know, the intuition that could just cause him to know. She had to get a lot more systems down in order to have clarity. So don't misunderstand me. If you're not clear, take the trouble and the time, put out the energy until you have clarity. But don't think that details are really what you need. What you need is clarity. And if details help give you clarity, Yogananda's advice for giving a lecture was, he said, you know, study your subject, make notes. This was like for a Sunday sermon. Make notes, have a few stories, you know, get it all clear, and then fold up your outline and don't look at it. Which is to say, get very clear about what you're doing and then let the inspiration flow. You see the difference? But if you don't get clear about what you're doing, you won't have the inspiration either. I'll give you one more example of this, then I'll close. Years ago, when I was first starting to travel and lecture, I was traveling for 6 weeks, and this woman, Shivani, who now lives in Assisi, and I were traveling together. And she was very knowledgeable about Yogananda's healing methods and was very interested in the subject. And so we had a dual program. She would do some of the programs, I would do some of them. She did all this whole program about healing, which I never put any energy into because she did. It didn't interest me as it interested her besides it was her area. One or two days into the lecture, her husband, who was doing a huge business project, just got into a very difficult situation with a terrible client. And she really had to leave and go and help him. So she drives off. And I'm there with this whole program. And since we were alternating, I mean, I was free to do it. So I thought, well, this will be fun. So I studied a little bit. I looked at her notes, were very different. I couldn't even understand her notes. So we had this program, the first program. And, you know, I'm glib. And when I say I don't know it, that doesn't mean I know nothing. It's just that I didn't know it well enough to feel really confident. But it was very interesting to me because, as you can see, I speak spontaneously and just kind of whatever comes, and I've always done it this way. But I didn't know the subject. So I would start talking, and I would get this intuitive sense of where the subject should go, but I didn't have any information. So I'd sort of feel it, and this would be like this little game was going on in my head. Well, gee, I'm really sorry that's what you want to hear, but I can't tell you that. I can only tell you this. Right? And then I had to guide it mentally. I had to guide the talk mentally because there were only certain places I could go because I didn't know. Now, many other subjects, I can guide it intuitively because I know it. And how do I know it? Because I've spent years and years and years studying, thinking, discussing it, and studying and thinking and discussing it. You know, it's not. I wasn't born with this. I mean, this understanding and the teachings, what little I have, I've worked really hard because I love it. But I didn't know it, so it was so clear to me that yes, I was flowing with the energy, but my ability to flow with the energy was based on very steady, solid work, which I hadn't done. Right? So that's the balance point we're looking for with this. This is no excuse. You have to be very clear and full of information and then put it aside and go with the flow. Right? And that's what we're looking for. That's the expansive direction. It's contractive not to study your field, whatever it is. Many people say they have intuitive feeling, they should be a healer. But they're not studying healing. You know, they're not doing it. They're just sort of waiting for it to happen. But good healers know a lot about a lot. Because they need to be able to do what needs to be done. They need to be able to follow the intuition because there's material to come behind it, you see. Now that, I sort of slightly lost where that was coming from, but maybe you all can remember. Just in terms of, oh, I see, he was saying, follow the energy, don't think that the power comes from having it all worked out ahead of time. But have the strength of your understanding so that you can then follow. Alright, I think that will do us for tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let me just kind of clear the furniture here so that I can deal with what's going on. Sharon, do you want to just move that somewhere? I'll take this one off. Do you remember? Okay. Remember why we're doing these? Because magnetism is everything, right? The more magnetism we have, the more we have of everything. So we have to create magnetism. That's good. Okay. I'm awake and ready. I'm awake and ready. I'm awake and ready. I'm awake and ready. You're convincing me. Okay. Okay. I'm positive, energetic, enthusiastic. I'm positive, energetic, enthusiastic. I am positive, energetic, enthusiastic. Be glad, my brain, be wise, be strong. Be glad, my brain, be wise, be strong. Be glad, my brain, be wise, be strong. Awake, rejoice, my body cells. Awake, rejoice, my body cells. Awake, rejoice, my body cells. Awake, rejoice, my body cells.
I am master of my body. I am master of myself. I am master of my body. I am master of myself. Now, just from the energization exercises, breathe in and breathe out, and then just tense your whole body. Most of you know these exercises, from your toes to the top of your head, just all sort of into one big sweep of energy. Just inhale, tense up your whole body, hold your breath, feel the energy vibrating, exhale. Let's do it again. Inhale. Exhale. One more time. Okay, everybody, you can sit down. I move my chair. Let's have some music. Joe, there you are. What songs did we decide on? Okay, why don't we do Joy in the Heavens? Let's do all three. Joy in the Heavens, then Life is Beautiful, and then Walk Like a Man. Okay. You bring it back to me? Yeah, I'll take one now. I took mine and moved over there. Yes, thank you. Okay, these again, as most of you were here last week, but we're experimenting last week on techniques for raising our magnetism. So now we'll just learn three more songs if you don't know them. Will they appear up there when we start? Okay. This is a test.
In the heavens, a smile on the mountains, and melody sings everywhere. The flowers are all laughing to welcome the morning. Your soul is as free as the air. The flowers are all laughing to welcome the morning. Your soul is as free as the air. Leave home in the sunshine, dance through a meadow, or sit by a stream and just be. The lilt of the water will gather your worries and carry them down to the sea. The lilt of the water will gather your worries and carry them down to the sea. Men hunger for freedom but don't see their dungeon is only the thought that they're bound. Desires are their shackles, the hope that tomorrow the doorway to joy will be found. Desires are their shackles, the hope that tomorrow the doorway to joy will be found. There is joy all around us, why wait till tomorrow? We've only this moment to live. A heaven within us is ours for the finding, a freedom no riches can give. A heaven within us is ours for the finding, a freedom no riches can give. There's joy in the heavens, a smile on the mountains, and melody sings everywhere. The flowers are all laughing to welcome the morning. Your soul is as free as the air. The flowers are all laughing to welcome the morning. Your soul is as free as the air. The flowers are all laughing to welcome the morning. Your soul is as free as the air.
Well, that's a nice song. Okay. Is this a children's song, Life is Beautiful? I mean, does it characterize that or not?
Mm-hmm. Life is beautiful, life is gay, when I give myself away.
When I live to please thee, Lord, dancing in thy ray. Let me see thee everywhere, hear thy melodies in the air. Let me live your vast faith in me, give me joy to share. Life is beautiful, life is gay, when I give myself away. When I live to please thee, Lord, dancing in thy ray. Let me see thee everywhere, hear thy melodies in the air.
faith in me, give me joy to share. Very nice. Very nice. Okay, then let's do Walk Like a Man and then we'll be done. Swamiji always has to say, there's no other word to use in this song but man, so we shouldn't take offense if we're gender sensitive. There's no other word that works.
Walk like a man, even though you walk alone. Why court approval once the road is known? Let come who will, but if they alter home, the goal still awaits you. Go on alone, follow your dream, though it lead to worlds unknown. Life's but a shadow, once our dreams have flown. What if men cry, your dream is not our own, your soul.
Done. Thank you.